You may have heard that Ted Williams, the homeless man with a beautiful voice who went from the streets of Ohio to the couch on the Today Show and Dr. Phil, is now back in rehab, which doesn't surprise a lot of other people in recovery. They say 2 years sober, which Ted said he was, is nothing, and that the main tenet of AA, anonymity, is there to protect the vulnerable like Ted Williams. But writer Clancy Martin is challenging that belief and others. He credits AA with his own sobriety, but says the thinking is too rigid. Alcoholics Anonymous holds that quitting isn't a matter of will, just deciding to quit. You have to submit to a higher power, show up at meetings. Followers swear by it, but Clancy says, why not allow even a mention of things the founders couldn't have thought of back in the 1930s, things like anti-anxiety medication to help you while you get sober? Clancy Martin's cover story is in this month's Harper's Magazine. It's called The Drunks Club, AA, The Cult That Cures. A warning, it's controversial but also pretty powerful in parts. And he joins us in the studio with more. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why, by the way, did you decide to get sober? Do I understand it had something to do with this time of year?
It did. It was on New Year's Day, and I had been drinking champagne all day secretly. I'd been secret drinking for 3 years at this point. And my, you know, just to add to the melodrama of the thing, my sweet little three-year-old daughter was sleeping in our bed, and I went into the closet and strung myself up. And I guess I was kicking around, and then I passed out, and then my wife had me down, and then she took me to the hospital, and they checked me into a psychiatric ward.
Well, we're awfully glad that it had that ending.
Me too.
And not another one. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, to add to the melodrama, you tell the story of your travels through AA and sobriety in a completely unsentimental way. But I feel before we even go further, I should give you the chance to back out of this because you are only 2 years sober. And you know what they say in AA, you say it in your article, it takes 5 years to really get sober, another five to discover yourself, and then five to find out who you are. You're not supposed to talk to people about this because somehow that feeds into, what, the narcissism, all that stuff that gets you in trouble in the first place. And so, are you sure you really want to talk about it?
I am sure I want to talk about it. Two reasons. The wonderful feedback I've gotten from alcoholics since writing the article has really, really been hugely gratifying. And most importantly, of course, my relationship with my wife and my three daughters.
Well, and so you have felt that for yourself, talking has been helpful. But also you make it clear in the article that you respect the wishes of the people in meetings, that what they say there needs to stay there. And so you've tried not to quote from them. You've tried to make this your story. You say some people grew up Baptist, some Jewish. You were raised Alcoholics Anonymous. Again, kind of funny, but not at all. A lot of violent alcoholism when you were growing up. And your father told you not to drink. You drank anyway.
That's right, yeah. And I think because in my family, alcohol had been so thoroughly demonized, it had this wonderful halo around it. And then it doesn't help if you love to read, because so many of your favorite writers are alcoholics and they're right. Writing about how wonderful booze is all the time.
But in any event, you come to that moment where it's not working at all for you and you get yourself to a meeting. We've all become a little bit familiar because of popular culture with what goes on in these meetings. You know, you stand
right
up, you say your first name, you go around the room, you share. What is your take on AA? Is it a cult? Is it a religion? What is it?
I was giving a reading to a group, and I asked, are there any friends of Bill's here?
And meaning any friends of Bill's, that's kind of code for anybody who's gone to AA, which is founded by Bill W., Bill
right,
Wilson.
Yeah. Exactly, mm-hmm. Right. This old-timer who I'd seen in meetings before, who had been sober at least 20 years, he raised his hand, and we got into this brief discussion about AA, and he said, I think that AA is a cult, but it's a cult that works, that produces results. So it has a lot of these very cult-like rules. It has a lot of these sort of cult-like strange social hierarchies. It has a lot of the sexual predatory aspects that we sometimes think of in cults.
You call them 13-steppers. There's 12 steps that people
yeah
are to follow, but there are 13-steppers who are people who are kind of trolling.
Right. And there are 13-steppers of two kinds. The classic 13-stepper is looking for sex, but the other kind of 13-stepping, I don't know, something about certain people who are trying too hard to be sponsors that
bothers me. And sponsors are the people who act as mentors to newcomers?
Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
But you've just said some things that might make people scared. Like, wait a second, in this AA meeting there might be people trolling. And you have other criticisms of AA. You believed that medications helped you get sober, that taking certain kind of medications, whether they were Valium or others, while you also attended AA meetings, helped you. And this is anathema to some people in AA who absolutely believe that an alcoholic will just transfer their addictions to something else. It has to be literally by the blue book, which is the Bible of AA, and you can't have any of these outside things. So how do you come down ultimately on AA, given that you have these disagreements?
Well, I think problems like 13th stepping and disagreements about God, for example, I think all of these things usually can be worked out, talked out in a meeting, and people do talk about those kinds of things, although, again, not as much as they should. AA is really not a very self-critical organization, I'm sorry to say.
Well, some would say, why should it be? Even though there's a huge rate of people dropping out, it's considered one of the most successful. I mean, there are people who think Bill W. should win the Nobel, you know,
right,
posthumously, that, you know, compared with everything else, it has this huge success rate.
Absolutely. It's true. About 30% of people who sort of make a real good hard try at AA, not who just wander in a door, but really give it a go, recover, which is a very high percentage compared with treatments for addiction at large. Mm. But could we be doing a better job? When you're not even allowed to ask the question, to me, that's a sign of an unhealthy organization, as I've never been a member of any organization that couldn't be doing a better job than it is, with a little reflection.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because at one time, there was that reflection. We learned just this fall that Bill W., again, who founded the movement with the help of a defunct evangelical group called the Oxford Group.
Right.
They had an original manuscript that was just discovered and published this past fall. And it showed that there was much more religion in the original language. People weren't asked just to turn over their lives to a higher power. They were asked to get down on their knees. And he brought in a group of people to anonymously edit this original manuscript, and they said, too much God. There's too much God in it. And for instance, instead of saying God has to work in us 24 hours a day, it was changed to faith has to work in us. And now today, you're not asked necessarily to turn your thinking or your problem over to God, but to any kind of higher power. It could be, you know, Mother Nature. So it was actually far more of a religion than it is.
It was. Now. Bill W. himself was a great critic of Alcoholics Anonymous. And he was constantly seeking ways to improve it. He, as a matter of fact, didn't think he would be remembered for Alcoholics Anonymous. He thought he'd be remembered for the vitamin B cure for alcoholism.
He also tried LSD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, he did. And he thought LSD could be very helpful for curing an alcoholic. But I think if Bill W. were alive today, he would be extremely worried about not what some members insist about the relationship between Alcoholics Anonymous and psychiatry and pharmaceutical assistance, but almost every group insists, at least, that there's a kind of de facto code of silence about one's pharmaceutical assistance. And this is the way in which I think AA could be vastly improved, honestly, if we could get past this, if we could have an open discussion in AA about ways in which contemporary psychopharmacology could make recovery easier together with AA as it stands. And I've had well over 100 emails since the piece came out from people thanking me for bringing up the issue of pharmaceutical treatments. And I've been so afraid to bring this up in group. You've said what I've always wanted to say. I had a wonderful letter from an old timer who had been sober for 30 or 40 years, and he said, we're actually going to address this in our meeting because we recognize this is one of the biggest problems that we have this code of silence about, and lots of our members are actually going off medications that they should be on.
Because of AA.
Because of AA.
Yeah.
Yeah, he mentioned a case to me in his letter of a woman who was an alcoholic and had some further psychiatric difficulties, and because of AA, she thought she should get off of her lithium. and went into a terrible destructive psychiatric spiral.
Well, I'm sure we're going to get response, you know, even now to what you're saying. You know, people saying, no, you have to adhere to the thinking that you're just going to trade one addiction for another. And
right.
I'm sure we're going to hear from people saying, I would give anything to trade my destructive alcoholic spouse for someone on Valium.
Right. Yeah, for someone on Valium. Yeah. I mean, my goal is to live a chemical-free life. I still think that that would be ideal if I could get to that.
But this way you get to do it successfully.
And slowly,
yeah.
With moderation.
So, Clancy Martin, you have criticisms of AA. You also have, you know, wonderfully humorous moments, moments that bring tears to your eyes, you know.
Thank you.
How do you feel overall about the group? I mean, with the criticisms, you're still going. So what happens for you there?
It makes me feel very grateful for my sobriety. If I can help somebody, I have the opportunity to. The ones that are heartbreaking for me are the brand new single dads who are drunks, and they've lost not your home, you know, even, but your family. I mean, it's a hard thing to deal with. And, you know, and these guys, my heart just goes out to them because they can't see past the fact that it's their fault, and they can't see how they could ever turn it around. They can't see how they can ever forgive themselves or be forgiven. And then it's like really gratifying to me to be able to say, hey, like, let me tell you, I totally know where you're coming from because I was there. I have, you know, stood outside and watched my daughter playing with my former wife, you know, in the house, and there they are, and they're there, and I'm outside with a six-pack of beer in the car, knowing that I'm not allowed in there, you know. And
so you
understand.
Well, and you attempted suicide with your 3-year-old asleep on the bed.
Yeah, right. That's a very shameful memory. But, you know, it's the good thing about AA is that people there really understand what you've been through. Yeah. They've told the same lies and they've had the same losses. It's not like they kind of understand, you know, and there are a lot of people who kind of understand, like they empathize, but they understand all the way down.
So where do we come down? We come down criticisms and yet gratitude.
Right, yeah. An attitude of gratitude, definitely, to AA.
That's Clancy Martin. His article, The Drunks Club, AA, The Cult That Cures, is in the January issue of Harper's Magazine. His latest novel is How to Sell. For more about both, you can go to our website, hereandnow.org. Clancy, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.